Welcome back. This is Unapologetically Speaking with your host, Kiana. Don't forget your blunt and your bottle, because we listening to another segment, and you don't want to miss this. Bye. Welcome back. It's your host, Kiana. Welcome back, guys. Now, it's just a little funny, because I think I be doing the most when I be saying welcome back, like... And it's only funny because before, like, when I used to talk about it, people would be like, it's Kiana, like, you know, like, do the little thing, be mocking me. So, I just be just laughing at myself when I do it. But, anyways, welcome back, guys. Welcome my new listeners. Welcome back my returning back listeners, all right? Welcome, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to the new listeners, you know, like, if this is your first time... You know, actually listening to a podcast and you clicked on mine. Thank you. I feel like that. I don't even know his name from that show. You, when he be like, out of everybody, you decided me. You know, right? Out of everybody, you decided to click on mine first. Or if you a new listener, and you just like, fuck it. Let me just, you know, thank you. And if you still listen to it, I fuck with you. Thank you to the rest of my my listeners, my returners, my returnees, you know, I fuck with y'all. You know, you fuck with me, I fuck with y'all. I love love. And we only go up from whatever we doing, all right? I do want to take the time out and thank all the countries that is tapping in. You know, thank you to United States. I know y'all was going to be there because, you know, I am from the United States. Y'all are the number one in my charts of listening. Then we have Germany. They're the second runner up. You know, like, Germany. What y'all want to, like, let me, y'all want me to come over? Is that what y'all want me to do? Because I'll come over real quick with a bag. I'm tired of the United States sometimes. I need a break. Thank you, Norway. Thank you, Canada. Thank you, United Kingdom. Thank you, Poland. Thank you, Russia. Thank you, Sweden. Thank you, Italy. Thank you, Mexico. Thank you, New Zealand. Thank you, Australia. Thank you, Zambia. Thank you, Estonia. Thank you, China. Thank you, Kenya. Thank you, Bosnia and Herzegovina. Thank you, Latvia. Latvia is cute. Like, I would dead names. Like, I would really name somebody Latvia. Like, that's cute. El Salvador, too. Like, I would name my dog El Salvador. Not to say, like, it's a dog name, but, like, that's a cute name. But thank you, El Salvador. Thank you, Ukraine. Thank you, India. And thank you, the Philippines. Okay? I fuck with y'all. Like, you know, we always go up. We always add a new country to the list every time I come back. And, you know, that's where, you know, I fuck with y'all at. Like, I really do. But it was one thing before we get... Okay, so we're about to do the What's In My Bag, What's In My Bag segment. Basically, we're just going to just go through what's in my bag, what I use, you know, Oh my fucking God. We're going to talk about, because I just couldn't talk just now. Like, all right. We're going to talk about what's in my bag. Basically, that's just the gist of it. And then what I use everything for. And that's basically about it. But before I go into that, I just wanted to say, I know I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I had to get ready for court today. Now, if my attorney ain't text me yesterday talk about I had court today, a bitch would have been locked up. Alright? Would have had a warrant on my name, alright? But yeah, I have to go to court. So I'm so sorry I couldn't drop it yesterday. I was getting ready for... Yeah, I had to be there early. I had to be there real early. But anyways, we're going to drop it now. But, yeah, I still wanted to talk about... The thing I wanted to talk to y'all about is, right, I see that on my charts that the most listened podcast. I mean, the most listened segment is the anal podcast. Now, I'm not saying there's anything bad with it, right? What I'm saying is, I don't have any problem doing those type of segments. Now, the thing is, I don't know if that's something that y'all want, like, on a regular or, you know, like, because I see y'all be, that one is going. Like, that one is just going. And I think that was, like, my fourth or fifth segment that I dropped. So, that one is just rocketing, high rocketing with the numbers and who's listening. So, just let me know if y'all want more of that content. Or, you know, like, more talking about, you know, that type of subject. Because I tried, what did I put up? I wanted to do, like, you know, what is it? After hours. But it's like, I don't know. I'm testing my feet into that one. I really want to do one for after hours, but it's not like, I don't know. Let me know what y'all think about it, okay? I do really want to do one called After Hours. I tried to do something with it, but I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. I really do want to do that After Hours one. And it will be on the same platforms, on the same under here. It's just, yeah, I don't know how to direct and go into that, how to go into that that field just yet. But anyways, by the next segment, I will definitely made up my mind, and I will let you guys know, as well as update my Instagram for you guys, because, you know, that Instagram is on my other phone, and I just got a number for that phone, so that phone is on now. And yeah, we should be good for that Instagram. Everything should be coming back up flowing like it should be. But yeah, that's all I got for now. Let me see. Okay, so today I went to court. Now, you know, I'm a bougie ass bitch, so I don't know where I got this bag from. Now, it's like a little briefcase, but it's a purse, right? And it's a big ass purse, and it's from Urban Express one. I don't know, I never heard of that, but anyways, it's brown, and it got like two big straps to hold this bag, and you could clip the zippers to the side, so it looks like a briefcase. It folds into like a square briefcase, and it's brown. It is so cute. I love this bag. Like, oh my god, if it wasn't that, so like all the stuff, like, all right, so the reason why I don't take big bags with me is because it's like, if I take big bags, I overpack the bag. Like, even when I have little bags, I overpack those bags. Like, that's why I don't take big bags. But I love this bag. If I could take it with me everywhere, I would. But I only take it to the places that, you know, I may think that I might need stuff. So, with this bag, what's inside it is my... But it's, I can't even talk right. This is my iPad. Let me see, is my pen in it? Yep, my iPad. I got, and it's so ironic that the iPad, the case is like a leather brown, just like the bag is, like my bag is. Yeah, it's, I love it. I don't know. And then that's like what started my little brown, like nude brown liking, like not only this bag, but other things, because I got like another bag that's like a burgundy brownish, and then I got a tannish bag. I love brown. I love nudes. Browns, nudes, I love it. Okay, so before I go into this big bag, I'm gonna go into my zipper, and let me just tell y'all before I even pull the stuff out this bag, sometimes I don't clean out my bag, and today was one of those sometimes, right? I just picked up my bag, threw everything I needed in the bag, and ran out the house. And that was that. All right. But anyways, so we're going to go into the zipper first, right? So I got a bag. I got a bag full of fucking patches. Like, the shits that you iron to your clothes. And I had this shit for like, what, about 3-4 years, bro. And it's just been sitting in my bag. No, in my closet. And I cleaned out my closet recently. And I just put it in my bag because I thought I was going to use it on something. Being like, I know I was not going to use it, but I don't know. I put it in my bag and it just been sitting in my bag. But yeah, I got a bag of patches. It's cute. Like, it's real cute. You got like little hearts, owls, lollipop hearts, cameras. Like, it's mad cute. Like, if I just, I don't know what to do with it. So, I don't know. And yeah, that shows how I waste my money. Yeah. I got a wall box. Like, you know, the piece that you put your, the USB thing in to charge your phone. Yeah. I got a pack of roll papers. That is so funny because I haven't used roll papers in so long. I've been using Pink Elements. It's basically just pink papers. That's it. Yeah. I have a bedazzled heart stone. Like, it's a big, heavy stone. It was a keychain, but it broke. Yeah. I was so tight when it broke. That was like, I really love keychains, and that was my favorite part of the keychain. Favorite part about the keychain. This is not even a charger to the tablet or my phone. This is the charger to my MacBook. And the only reason why it's in here is because I just took my MacBook out of my bag. And I only took the MacBook out because I was cleaning certain things. And I just wanted my MacBook to be in a place where I know it was going to be at. Like, where it should be at with the rest of my computers. And my tablet should have... I mean, yeah, my iPad should have been in there. I don't know why I didn't put it in there. I don't know. I just wanted to keep it with the brown. So, yeah. That's why. I'm like, I don't know why. And I just said why. Anyways, I got a garbage bag. The Gain garbage bag. The one that smells mad good. Again... You know, don't judge me. I got a fucking... What is this? How many pounds is this? I got a 1 pound box of sugar in my bag. Yeah. Just chill. Just... Don't judge. Don't judge. Don't judge. I actually went to the store the other day. And I bought some tea. And I needed sugar to go with it. So, yeah, I bought the tea, put the sugar in my bag, and never took it out. I got baby lotion, the pink one. Yeah, I love me some pink baby lotion. Now, I have, what is this? Oh, okay. So, like I said, my birthday was literally, the other day was April 9th. Right, yeah, it was literally the other day, and I went to Sephora and they gave me some free samples. So I have what is this, I guess makeup sample I'm not gonna use because, yeah, my face, I really need to take care of my face. And then I got some lip sleeping mask. And I think I'm going to use that. Yeah. I think I'm going to use that. Now, I got pain pills. Now, the thing is, the pain pills are in a wee bag. Don't blame me. Just blame that I didn't have anything to put these pain pills in when my grandma was leaving to go to Virginia. So... She gave me some pain pills, and I needed something real fast to put it in because that shit started to feel nasty. You know when you hold fucking pills in your hand and that shit starts sweating? And yeah, just feel nasty. But anyways, on to the next. I have a what is this? Doggy bags, cause you know Sadie, this bitch, this female dog, she be getting on my nerves. I have my concealer. I actually have concealer in my bag. Do you want to know why? Cause I actually tried to go do an interview the other day, right? I went to go to an interview the other day, and before I even went to that interview, I did a different interview, and they was going to tell me, oh, we're looking to hire people, like, professional people, nobody with tattoos on their hands, and this is, like, what keep making me want to be like, fuck it, and let me just go 10 times, 100% inside of my own business and just worry about me and do me instead of making other people money. But you know, niggas need money right now, so I need the money so I can have, you know, the type of the equipment for my business, even if I just get the cheap shit for right now until I could get the, you know, the good stuff for my business. But it's like, damn, I need something right now to get me right there. I need money for printing. I need money to, you know, I need a lot. So, yeah, that's, you know, I just need to just, it's just a lot that needs to just unfold for me. I'm just waiting. Like, I saw a post that said I'm waiting for my parents to come and surprise me and be like, surprise, we're rich. We just wanted to humble you. You know, I'm waiting. Please, mom, tell me you're a billionaire. Trillionaire. Please. I need the trillionaire. I just need somebody to tell me, like, I got money on the way. I just need some money. Like, but anyways, back to whatever. Let me see. I got my, what is this? Watermelon Moisturizing Lip Balm by Burst Bees, count your fucking days. Like, this is your third product that I've been using on my lips, and it feels like it gets, like, I don't know what it, how to explain it. You know when you put lip gloss on, and then let's say if you rub your lips with flour, like, and then you have some shit on the ends, that's what it feel like with this shit. Like, count your fucking days. I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers. Nah, but it do be smelling good. I fuck with the scent, though. It smell good, though. That's the only reason why I got it, because of the scent. Wasting fucking money again, right? After I just said I need money, I'm wasting money again on it. And it's not even cheap. That shit was $5. Yeah, on some lip gloss. But, you know. And then I got some change in here. I got about $2. I did not count it. Let me see. I got about... Oh, I got $2.01. Exactly. Okay. So then, what else? So then I also, right? Let me see. What else do I got? My other bag. I also went to Sugartown when I went to court. You know, they was on lunch and whatever. I had to wait or whatever. So I went on lunch too. And I found me a couple of stores that I went into. One was supposed to be a K, I think it's called K-Pot, the one where they do the noodles and chicken and stuff, but I didn't eat it inside. I wanted to be so aesthetic, eat outside and on a bench with the but they had the noodles in a bowl, and then they had like the soup broth and shit in the container. So and you know I asked for a spicy, because you know real bad bitches eat spicy food, all right? But anyways, I came outside. I'm eating the food in a little garden and whatnot. And my motherfucker, mind you, I was eating it with chopsticks, because you know I used to have a Chinese teacher, and she used to take us to the Chinese restaurants. Like if we was good, we used to have field trips, and we used to claim it on the heritage. She's teaching us about our heritage. Yup, we was right in them restaurants eating with them chopsticks. Right, but anyways, She told us how to eat with the chopsticks. I be so hyped to show people I can use chopsticks. But anyways, I was so tight because, right, I poured the broth into the noodles. And I'm using the chopsticks to eat the noodles. I ate, like, a couple of noodles. I picked up a couple of beef because I picked beef. And then I noticed that because I ordered the onions to go into it. So I looked into the bag and I see the onions in it. So I left the chopsticks inside of the bowl. So I take the onions, start sprinkling it, and then I throw it back. So I throw the onion thing back into the bag. And then I went to go try to take my chopstick and one chopstick fell. And now, you know, you can't eat with just one chopstick. So I seen that they gave me a spoon. So I'm like, all right, put the spoon in a bowl. I move the bag over so I could get to eat it better. So, you know, I'm mixing everything around. Then I see they got a little egg in it, like the little tiny egg. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm about to bust this shit down. Right. So I tried to break the egg a little bit. And then a bird flew past me. Bro, made me jump, and I dropped my fucking spoon. I was so tight. But then I went to the store. You know, I had to be smart. I went to the store to get me something to drink. I'm like, can I get a spoon? Boom. Because I'd be so scared going into the restaurants. Like, can I get a spoon? Like, bitch, did you order from here? No, you can't get a spoon. That's $10. Nah. I'm dead. No, that's that. But anyways, yeah. So I bought something to drink. I'm like, can I get a fork or whatever? I asked for the fork, not a spoon. But I asked for a fork. And this was a different store. Because if it was from the same store, I would have been just went in there and got an extra utensil or whatever. But I was far away. And I had to go back to the court at a certain time. And I had a certain time to come back to the park to eat it. Which I only ate it like in 5 minutes. I'm not that mad. But I am mad because I wasted that money on it. Because I knew I was not going to eat it if I didn't eat it right then and there. And then it started messing with my stomach. So I knew I was not going to bring it home to heat it up. So, because after I ate the egg, I started walking back to the courtroom. And my stomach started hurting. So, I think it was my fault. Because normally when I do eat it, I have them make my meat, like, well done. And then as well, when I was eating the food, I saw, like, different shit in it. Like, I saw a shrimp in it. Like, I don't got anything against shrimp. I like shrimp, so I ain't saying nothing. And then they had, what, a shrimp. They had some type of square, squishy. Oh, my God. That's the shit. I don't even know. I can't. I had to take it out the bowl, and I threw it to the birds. And then they had, like, a little slimmer. Some little slim shit that I don't even know, like, how to explain it. But it just was squishy, and I didn't want it. So I threw both of them shits to the bird. Like, yeah. But anyways, let's get back to the bag. But yeah, I was just saying that, like, you know, I do love food, like trying new foods. It's just that me personally, people get their meats a certain way and it's supposed to be that way. I need my meat well done. I don't give a fuck if it's going to be crunchy, dry. I need that shit well done. Put some juice over that shit. Well done, me, please. Thank you very much. And my stomach, it just knows. Like, it doesn't matter my mindset. I'll be like, fuck it, I'm going to eat this. And then I eat it, but then my stomach, like, you know, it's not fucking with it. Like, you know, it's something wrong. Like, and that's me. Even when I ate what I was eating Panda Express before, and I ordered the original, I think it's the original chicken or the orange. Okay, so it's called, it's originally called the orange chicken, right? But the thing that they was using for the vegans was called the original chicken. Now, I thought that I was getting the orange chicken. But they gave me the original chicken. Well, I got the original chicken. So when I ate it, I'm like, you know, I ate the first bite. I'm like, okay, like, I looked at it and then I'm like, you know, it's not bad, but it's not, you know, not like what I'm used to. And I know this is not chicken. So then, you know, I ate another bite. I'm like, yeah, it's like, okay, I see what y'all vegans is doing. Y'all want to better y'all life. But for me, I don't know. I want to better my life too, you know. But what happened is, I can't. It's my stomach. I swear, it's my stomach. I'm sorry. It's my stomach. I love y'all vegans. Power to y'all. Because that is That is a real mindset thing that you got to get yourself into. Like, you can't get this shit no more. You got to eat vegan. Like, that's real, like, training, mindset training. Like, I fuck with y'all. But anyways, let's get back into this bag. I also have, I have to go to the EBT place too. Don't be all over my business. But yeah, I had to go into the EBT to get my shit pushed through because they was playing with my shit. They was playing with every penny and I'm not playing with them. They better give me every last dime. But yeah, I also have my other phone that I told you guys that I just found. I mean, I just found that I just got a number for it. So it's in my bag. What did I do today? I just connected everything and make sure everything was working. Everything is good. So boom, that's great. I also have my wallet with all my cards in it. I have my Trident orange gum. I also have, yesterday I went to the dentist. So they gave me a referral. I have to take my wisdom tooth out. Oh my god, after I take that one wisdom tooth, I got one more wisdom tooth, and they might as well take that shit out. Like, that shit gonna have my mouth feeling stupid. But anyways, so yeah, that was in my bag. Oh no, I don't know why do I have a fucking left AirPod, but I have a left AirPod, okay? Yeah, I have a left AirPod. Okay, I'm sorry, I just wanted to light my weed. Okay, so now let's get into the famous bag. This bag is basically not the famous bag, but while I was going, like I said, I went to a couple stores over there, which was only two stores. Well, three, including the store that I went to go get the juice from. But anyways, I went to a store called Sugartown and I got some candy. You know, you can never go wrong with candy without candy. But I didn't get just any old candy. I got different candy, different type of candies. Candies that you gonna like. Alright? Let me see. I had some, I think it was called, let me just take it out for you guys. Hold on. As I'm pulling out the candy, I see this sponge, like, for my makeup. So, I forgot I was telling y'all about the makeup when I was telling you about when I was pulling out my concealer out of my bag. So, basically, they think you ghetto when you got tattoos and tattoos all over your body. So, I have a tattoo on my hand and I just felt like, you know, 9 times out of 10, you'll get a job if, you know, you look presentable. So, I just covered my tattoos on my hand and that was that. So, yeah, that's the reason why I had the makeup in my bag. But anyways, I just wanted to tell y'all about the candies that I did. So, So, I originally got the, the original candy, the hamburger gummies, the hot dog gummy, and the pizza gummies. So, the other things that I got was I think it's called the double snakes. That's like that come in like the regular go to your corner store. I think you could have like twin snakes or whatever, twin snake candies. I got one big ass alligator, one big ass frog. I have one it's a sour dolphin, and then I have a sour blueberry soda bottle thingy. Then I have one that looks like a creepy crawly, like one of those caterpillars. And then I have like a blueberry, like it looked like a physical blueberry, sour blueberry, but it's like got some mushy shit in the middle. I think that one is going to be good. And then I have two peach rings. Now one is a regular peach ring and one is a heart peach ring. And I don't know which one. I'm gonna try the blueberry one. Like, it's squishy that I feel like it's not squishy. Well, it is squishy, but it's like stretchy too. And it's like a kind of little hard stretchy. And then when you pull it apart, it looks like I'm feeling it. It don't feel like, let's say, it don't feel like gushy. It just look like a little wet inside, like gooey a little bit. But it looks good. Let me try it. It's just a regular blueberry candy. Just a little bit of sour. Just a little bit. That's not bad. it's really not bad. I just feel like it's a bunch of sugar, and yeah. It's not bad though. It's like a little piece. I'm gonna wait to try the rest because I wanted to try it with somebody else. But yeah, this big ass green frog, this big ass alligator. I'm gonna share it on my page for you guys so you could see it. The teeth one is looking crazy. The teeth one is so funny. So that is all for today, guys. I hope that you enjoyed it. I did like a little, I would not say presentation show, not a fashion show. Look, I'm over here just saying shit. With the candy, that was also what's in the bag. Cause you know, I did go to the store. So that was also what's in the bag. And, I'm praying that y'all did like it, but you know, everything is not everybody cup of tea, and that's totally okay. But anyways, so next time I will be back with you guys. I was gonna tell y'all my next segment, but no, y'all just gonna have to find out. Y'all gonna find out. I didn't wanna, you know, just spoil it. So yeah. You know, I see y'all later. I call y'all back, bitches. I call y'all back. Love y'all. Bye.